This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Joy Breakfast with Annie and Ando. We can hardly contain our excitement for our next very special guest on the show today. She is incredibly talented and has been burning up the charts all over the world with pop hits like Kings and Queens and Sweet But Psycho. Who could forget that earworm?
Why do you look at me like that when you say Sweet But Psycho?
You do sing it around the studio a lot.
I love it.
What we love about this singer is how authentic she is in interviews. So no doubt we are going to have a fabulous time chatting to Ava Max. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Wow, what a year or two it's been, or even longer than a year or two. How busy have you been? Have you slowed down at all in the last couple of years?
No. The top of the pandemic a little bit, yep. But not, you know, the top of the pandemic, March, April was a little slow. May, then it got crazy again.
Your latest chart-topping hit samples something from the 2000s. What made you want to collaborate with that artist?
My Hand, My Heart samples All Around the World. La, yep. La, 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 la. So yeah. I really, really love that song. And I think it's just a club banger. And once we get out of this quarantine, we're all going to want to go to the club, let's be real, and yeah, dance, or somewhere to dance.
So true. Hey, I heard a rumor that the first concert you went to was Beyonce.
Yes, it was quite incredible watching her do what she does. And she kind of just motivated me to go all the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was devised a little quiz if you'd like to participate, because we've heard you've got influences from lots of artists. Some of them are absolute legends. So he wants you to pick out of these pairs of artists, if you could only choose one to listen to, your favorite.
So there's three word pairs. The first one, Whitney or Mariah?
Mariah. Oh. I love Whitney too, but Mariah.
Okay. Britney or Beyonce?
No.
Sorry.
I have to say Beyonce. I
mean, she did go to the Britney.
Yeah, Britney too, though.
It wasn't the Britney concert for a reason.
Yeah, good point, good point. Last one, Celine Dion or Madonna?
No, you didn't.
Sorry, darling.
No. I grew up listening to both. I can't say tie, can I?
That's the name of the game. It's Ando's word pairs.
Life is a mystery. Yeah, Madonna.
Oh, thank you so much. That was hard. That was when I did that list. I want to cry.
That's all I have to say.
We're interviewing Celine next, so she's going to be quite offended.
Yeah, actually, Celine's up in another half hour.
Only kidding. Tell me a bit about, you're at your beautiful home right now, and we love to know, what do celebs like to do to relax? What do they eat? So what's your home comfort meal when you're relaxing?
You're going to laugh. Okay, so I went through a phase, and I'm kind of still in it. I was munching on chips and pico de gallo.
What was that
every
second thing?
Morning, like chips and salsa. Like pico de gallo, kind of like, I was craving the salt, and I'd be eating that for months, and I still am. So chips and salsa.
That is on brand for us.
Do you drink a lot of water?
I might drink more coffee than water. But yeah, I kind of drink a lot of water because I have to sing.
Yeah. What made me think of that is when you crave salt, often, like, we know water's good for us, but when you drink too much, it strips the salt out and you start craving it. I'm trying to give something back after.
No, you have no idea. I try and drink a lot of water for my voice, so maybe that's why. If I need salt, I'm like craving the pico de gallo.
Mm. Yeah, you can get those salt licks or something that you could.
We also have a segment on our show where we taste different mystery flavors of chips, and I've had nearly 125 different flavors now. You know how they're bringing out super weird ones and they're trending?
I don't know about the weird ones. See?
Yeah, no. I had Cheetos this week and they've made it a popcorn, flaming hot popcorn Cheetos. And I'm wondering, have you tried any of these bizarre flavors? Do you like the classics?
I love classics. I love a Dorito. I love a Cheese Puff.
A cheese puff.
All the unnatural colors. I'm the same. I hear you, girlfriend.
I need all the artificial foods.
Yeah.
This is the inside scoop.
Thanks. I'm an American kid, you know. So I ate all the artificial shit.
Oh, so self-aware.
Imagine all this artificial food. Yep. Cut my hair. I'm just kidding.
I mean, there's nothing artificial about this haircut. It's 100% you. I've been reading that.
Oh, thank it was you. I like to make jokes, you know. I don't take myself serious.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to be what you rock for the rest of your life? How's it going to go? Do you reckon, like, you're at the retirement home still kicking around with this haircut? Yay or nay?
I mean, it's funny. Some people love it and hate it. And the people who hate it would really probably die if I kept it all my life.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? I right now feel like it feels good. And, you know, when I play music videos, like if I'm playing a role, I definitely don't keep it for the role because I'm playing a different character. But I don't know. I've tried like wigs with the same length and I'm like, who is she? She doesn't feel like me. This feels like me. And maybe one day I'll shave something. I don't know.
So is that the short hair side, the side you carry your handbag on? So it kind of balances you out?
You know, it's funny. I do. How did you know?
I've been watching.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fierce. Amazing.
You guys are making me laugh. My cheeks are like literally, they're stinging.
When are you coming to Australia to visit us?
When you guys open your borders.
Sorry about that. It's our Prime Minister.
I want to come. You're not letting us live.
Have you ever been before?
Yes. I've been to Melbourne. I've been to Brisbane. I've been to Sydney.
Oh, amazing. Oh, wow. You even pronounced Melbourne correctly. Well done.
Oh, you know what's funny? I didn't when I got there. I was like, Melbourne. And then everybody's like, it's Melbourne.
Yeah. We don't hold back, do we?
What do you think will be the first thing you want to do when you get to our shores, when you're allowed to come?
I want to go to, what is it called? Bondi Beach?
Bondi. In Sydney, Bondi Beach?
Bondi. I want to go.
And see all the hunks who rescue people from the waters.
Yeah, all the hot Aussie men.
I'll just sit there with a banana and a book.
Yes. Pamela Anderson style. I hope you've got your red.
I'll put my glasses on. They'll be like 3D glasses where everything looks like.
That's a look.
The paparazzi would go insane. There'd be more paparazzi on that beach than there would tourists.
Oh, my God. Oof.
You've got a very busy media schedule, so we are going to let you run. But finally, your album Heaven and Hell is out now. What was it like making it? And is there a song that you'd like us to play right after this?
Oh, thank you. Well, the latest one, My Head and My Heart, I really, truly love that one. And I love all of them. I love all of them. They're all my babies. But yeah, I think I love the process of making it because I was on tour and it was just such a whirlwind after Sleep with Psycho. And I was traveling everywhere and trying to finish an album and like, a song in every, literally in every like country, I was finishing a different song. So it was quite an experience.
Fantastic. We have just talked to pop sensation Ava Max. I'm still tingling. I can't believe it.
It's hot in here. Ooh. I am burning up.
Can't wait to have you in Australia.
Thank you. And I can't wait to come back. I can't wait to come back.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.